Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 342. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you, as always, for listening, and thank you for supporting me. And today, I've got a bit of a triggering episode for you. See the title of this episode. I pulled a quote right out of your mouth from your life for this. It's what to think when someone loses interest in you. Namely, someone who wanted you first, who pursued you first, who was the first to make the first move, who was the first to put on the charm, the first to start the chase, whatever you want to call it. What to do, what to think when that person suddenly hits the brakes, suddenly pulls a 180. It's so incredibly frustrating, of course. I mean, it's like, you were the one who wanted me, and now you're going to pull this? It's a very frustrating circumstance. And I think it's very important to ground yourself in what your reaction should be, because unfortunately, it happens a lot. And more than likely, you might come across this in life. And I wanted to do this episode because I've seen a lot of TikToks and Instagram reels lately on this subject. So clearly it does happen a lot, which sucks, of course, no doubt about it. But I've seen all these posts, and basically what I see is the poster goes off on that person who did the 180, saying how ridiculous it was that they were the one who wanted to pursue me, and then they stopped, and blah, 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 and this and that. And most of the posts are the same. You know, they're angry. The person is frustrated, and I get that. But then I've seen a lot of sweeping conclusions drawn from those things. Most are about men, kind of the why do men do this? Why do men pursue a woman, make the first move, say the over-the-top romantic things, and then pull a 180? Men are pigs. Men don't know what they want. Men just want to toy with women and so on and so forth. And I've seen a lot of those posts lately. And I wanted to do a quick episode on this of what you should do if you're on the receiving end of this behavior. If you're on the receiving end of someone who started pursuing you first, aggressively first, in a great way, romantically, but then suddenly stopped and pulled a 180. What should you think? That's what I want to talk about. And I want to talk about this because I don't think the answer is what I've been seeing a lot of lately. Namely, that whoever pulls the 180, it could be a man, could be a woman. This is a human thing. Namely, that person, you know, they're not toying with you intentionally. It's not because no one is serious anymore. It's not because millennials kill dating or dating apps are toxic or anything like that. It's not that. I think it's much simpler. It's much more practical, at least. And in my mind, it's much more redeeming, the conclusion we make from that experience. I think we all need to learn to tell ourselves more redeeming stories. We need to arrive at more redeeming conclusions. We have to look beyond the stories we see over and over again on social media, the complaining, the narratives that look to the past rather than the future. And this subject really amps me up because it's a simple choice I think we can make, and it'll really just make us happier as we date. And I think that's what we're put on earth to do, to figure out how to be happier as we date. So I want to talk about this briefly. And I want to start by saying I don't want to talk about why someone does this, why someone might do a 180 because I've done that episode in the past. If you want to go back and listen to the episode I titled Why Men Lose Interest, you can listen to that. I gave some thoughts on why men, women, anyone loses interest there. That episode will definitely give you something to think about, namely the realization that it's rarely about you, and more often than not, it's about them. You know, some of the whys I listed in that episode were they lost interest because they weren't healed fully. They weren't over their ex. They thought they were ready for commitment, but it turns out they aren't. Their ego is still prodding them for the kind of grass is greener, bigger and better kind of vibe. Another reason I put forth there was that they enjoy the chase and nothing more. They found someone else, and so on and so forth. So those are some possible whys. You can go back and listen to that episode if you'd like, but I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about why. I want to talk about what to think next, what to do next. And, you know, you're free, of course, to consider the why if you want, but I think you'll find in the majority of cases, you'll never get the story you really want, or you'll never get the story completely right. Like, most people won't be completely honest with you if you push them to tell you why. And you'll end up with even more questions than you started with. And in my experience, honestly, it doesn't even matter why someone does this, why someone pulls a 180. If someone originally, you know, they really wanted you and they showed it and they pursued you and they chased you and they were kind and they were honest and they were open and they were romantic, and then suddenly they changed their mind. Frankly, it doesn't really matter why they changed their mind, why they did a 180. All that really matters is that they did. And of course, it's human nature to want to know why. I'm that kind of way. I'm a why guy. I'm a why guy. Because I think it is helpful in creating closure for yourself. But if I take a zoomed out view of this, it really doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter. Because the answer is going to be the same. The answer is going to be the same in the case of someone who ghosts you. It's the same in the instance of someone breaking up with you. And it's the same in this instance, someone doing an abrupt 180 after they already, you know, professed their love to you, whatever it may be. And that answer is staring us in the face, of course, and it's just that they're not that into you. And those are the facts. They thought they were initially. Something inside of them told them to move forward, but then, however they might dress it up verbally, they weren't ready, they thought they were, but they weren't, they need more time. You know, you're great, you deserve someone who's ready, whatever. Whatever they say, ultimately, the answer is the same in every scenario. They're just not that into you. And that hurts, of course. So where is the redeeming, compassionate, optimistic conclusion I always give in these circumstances? Don't worry, I have that. But I think the first step to moving on after someone does a 180 on you is to first take it for what it's worth. No bullshit. No dressing it up, no sugarcoating it. They just weren't that into you. They just weren't that into you. Namely, you just weren't compatible with that person. And here's the headline that I really want us to take away from this. You can choose to see someone's transition from interest to disinterest as a reflection of you and your worth, or you can see it as the universe moving someone out of the way so you can find someone who wouldn't do that. You can choose to see someone who's just not that into you as a reflection of a story of what's true in your life and the patterns in your life and the frustrations of your dating life. Or you can see it as the universe moving them out of the way so that you could find someone who is into you. It's up to you. But either way, it comes back to that statement. The person who pulls a 180 on you, the person who transitions from heavy interest to disinterest, they're just not into you. They're just not compatible with you. And that begs the question then. Of course, that's a hurtful statement. It really is. No matter how confident you are in yourself, no matter how much you're like, I don't need everyone to like me, it still hurts. It would hurt me just as much as it would hurt you. So how do you react to that statement? Well, again, you could do what I've seen a lot of on the internet lately. You can start, you know, shaming the people who do this. Okay, I get that. You can start coming up with a narrative that no one is serious. All men are this. All women are this. You can start doing all the posts I see lately of the I'm going to die alone. Or you can be honest. You could open your eyes and just be grateful that they did what they did. You can be grateful that they lost interest. You could be grateful that they did pull that 180 that they pulled. Seriously, you could just be grateful that they lost interest in you today. You can be grateful that it became clear to you that the two of you were not compatible. Because the reality of someone who would flip-flop like that, the reality of someone who would go, you know, so hard initially, you can call it love bombing initially, to from that to totally not wanting anything to do with you, all that is incompatibility framed up and put on a wall. And I think you should be grateful that they figured out some of that today instead of down the line. Seriously, clearly they had doubts. And the question is, would you rather they bottle up those doubts, not speak to them, keep dating you, one foot in, one foot out, only to finally make the move 6 months later? Would you rather that? Or would you rather it just happen today and get it over with? Well, I hope the latter. Be grateful they didn't string you along any longer. Be grateful that they showed you their cards today. Be grateful that the incompatibility became clear today. So a quick moment of gratitude to start your journey to moving on. Thank you. Thank you for doing this today and not tomorrow. So that's point one. And there's nothing earth-shattering about that, right? But here's the following facts that I think you should repeat to yourself if you get 180'd. That's the verb here. Getting 180'd. Sounds like a sex move, but not that cool. Don't, if you get 180'd. And the reality is, the fact is, you have this moment of gratitude. And from there, know that you deserve someone whose mind is made up. Namely, the opposite of someone who would do a 180. You deserve someone whose mind is made up. Don't you think? And of course, that realization isn't going to take the sting off of someone who does this to you, but it will make you realize what you deserve. And when you know what you deserve, it's pretty clear what you don't deserve. And I think that's a powerful place to operate from. And believe me, no matter if you're caught up in a cycle of you know, genuine bullshit in dating, so much so that there is a clear pattern, there is a clear narrative, and you're like, Case, I know you keep saying to not tell the universe that all men are silly and all women are crazy, but I have clear evidence in my life that this is true. Even if that's true and you're saying that, I can't, of course, invalidate your own experience, and I would never want to. Even if that's true in your life, the reality of life, of love, of dating, everything in between, is that it's true until it's not true anymore. And your mission in life, in dating, is to weather those times where it's still true. It's kind of to be expected. I wish it wasn't, but the reality of life is you need to meet incompatible people in order to meet compatible people. There's literally no way around it. I wish there was, but that those are the facts. You have to meet incompatible people in order to meet compatible people. And in the case of someone 180-ing you, that's literally all it is. It's not you, it's not your worth, it's not what you deserve. It's not a narrative that's going to live forever. It's a temporary story of incompatibility in your life. And that's it. To think that just because one person dropped you, because you've been ghosted, you know, 3 times this year, just because you keep getting deprioritized by people or going on shitty first date after shitty first date, it doesn't mean that someone won't come along and in an instant change that story, change that narrative, change that pattern you're living. That's the amazing thing about life. I've done episodes on this idea before, that life can change from good to bad quickly. I think I've probably said this recently too. Life can change from bad to good just as quick. And the question becomes, can you, as a living, breathing, compassionate human being, can you choose to believe that fact? That's the question. Can you choose to believe that? You don't have to. But it is a choice to let that one person who 180'd you continue to live rent-free in your head, so much so that you let that experience define your worth moving forward, or to believe that that was just one person. That was one flawed, learning, incompatible person. Their inadequacy, their inconsistency, their immaturity doesn't mean anything about what you deserve in the future. It just shows that you were incompatible with that person in the past. And aren't you grateful that an incompatible person was moved out of your way? aren't you grateful you're not investing any more of your effort or your compassion in someone who wasn't willing to do the same? Aren't you glad the quote universe or whatever you want to believe in acted in some way to move that person out of your way? I don't know. It's a question. I think I am. I'm incredibly grateful because you deserve someone whose mind is made up. And we can't tell if someone's mind is made up initially. And if they 180 you, it's a blessing in disguise. They, something, God, the universe, karma, decided to move them out of the way for you so that you can have a new beginning and move in the direction of someone whose mind is made up. And when you inevitably come across these people, people who 180 you, I think you should get really protective of this fact of what you deserve, namely someone whose mind is made up. When you come across this person who 180s you, you say, heck no, you know, it's not you, pal. You're not that guy. Trust me. You're not that guy, pal. You say, I deserve someone whose mind is made up. And that's that. That's that. Be grateful when this happens that you know who they are today, so you don't have to figure it out tomorrow. The universe is doing you a favor. That person, frankly, is doing you a favor. Be like, thank you, man. Appreciate you. That person is not the key to your happiness. And they're not proof of any inadequacy of your own. Not at all. So then why waste any time giving them more energy? Why waste any time wondering why? Why waste any time creating a narrative about what they did to you? Take it for what it's worth. They just were not that into you. And that's a good thing, because that's how you learn you're not compatible with that person. You don't let it drag on. You don't hope it gets better. You don't hope things will change. You don't let it slowly die. It's just over because they 180'd you. And we don't give any more effort to that. We don't. We don't give any more energy to that. Instead, you celebrate what you deserve. You deserve someone who's into you today and tomorrow, who has their mind made up. And I think the most powerful people in life, that is people who create their own happiness, people who are rooted in what they deserve, these are people who are okay with not being everyone's cup of tea. And when someone doesn't see you for what you have to offer and they pull a 180 or however it materializes, you move on. You move on to someone who does see that. And it's that simple, because that's how you get to what you want. You got to go through incompatible people to get to compatible people. And that's all this is. It's not a statement of worth. It's a statement of compatibility. And when it happens, again, it's gratitude and it's you appreciating the new beginning that you have now. The new beginning. You should be proud of yourself too for being true to you and what you wanted. Be proud that you were willing to try. And again, get fired up. I like getting fired up. You don't take time to beat yourself up. You don't create a sad story about your dating life. You get fired up, because the story you're living today, it might very well be a frustrating one. It might be one you'd really rather not experience. But to my point, it's only the story you're living until you're not living it any longer. Life changes for the better. And you have to believe that. That is what keeps you going. That is what stops you from doubting yourself. And you have proof in your life that, yeah, unfortunately, life can change for the worst fast. You have proof that life, people can hit you with a 180 fast. But if you have that proof, then why can't you push yourself to believe that the opposite is true? Why can't you push yourself to believe that life can change for the better in an instant? Why can't you believe that life can change from incompatible person, incompatible person, incompatible person to boom, compatible person? Why not? Why can't that be the story you tell yourself rather than doing a TikTok about how all men are this or all women are this or whatever? No shame to, you know, creators on social media. I'm just saying, using that as an example. Why can't you push yourself to believe that? And think about your life. Think about how many people you have come across that you just weren't that into. Probably quite a few, right? That's how life is. That's how life should be, frankly. I mean, can you imagine if everyone was a perfect match for everyone? What would that say then about compatibility and connection? What would that say about soulmates? Life is about meeting, frankly, dozens of people, dozens of incompatible people until you finally meet that one person. That is the expectation. And along that journey, you're going to come across, unfortunately, people who will pull a 180. And you can choose to see their transition from interest to disinterest as a reflection of your lack, or you can see it as the universe having your back, doing you a favor, moving them out of the way so you can move on to finding that one compatible person. That choice is up to you. And as I always say in the podcast, mindfulness, which is what we talk about here, is the practice of self-awareness. It's the practice of being honest with yourself. And that's not always easy because we have all these human emotions that are all constantly poking and prodding us, begging us to doubt ourselves. But sometimes all you need to do is choose the emotion that feels best. The one that feels best. That sounds rather hedonistic, doesn't it? Do what feels good. But you have two options here. And I ask you, which one feels better? To doubt yourself? To create a conclusion that you're unlovable, that no one is serious about you, that all you experience is disappointment, that all you have coming for you in the future is disappointment? Option one. Or option two, to say, I deserve someone whose mind is made up, and I'm glad the universe moved the last person whose mind was not made up out of my way. Which of those statements feels better? I'd venture to say the latter. So choose that. Choose hope. Choose redemption. Choose that story. And that's all I wanted to do with this episode, to give you a reaction you can turn to as inspiration when someone 180s you and you naturally want to start to doubt yourself. Turn to this. Turn to what you deserve. So that's it. I'll end it right here. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. I'd also be so grateful if you check out newmindsethoodist.com, check out the journals I have for sale there, or pick up a candle or two from unbothered.com. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.